This is your KUTX Soundcheck. I'm Taylor Wallace. Freddie Mercury's lyric notebook from 88 to 1990 is going up for sale. Not only is the notebook a treasure in that it was Mercury's last journal, but music memorabilia specialist Stephen Maycock says he's never seen more than a single song or pieces of a few from any given artist up for auction, so to have this substantial lyric notebook is a singular find, especially when you take into account that Freddie Mercury started writing these lyrics a year after his HIV diagnosis. The notebook goes up for sale at auction on June 29th and is expected to bring in the equivalent of between $55,000 and $80,000. Rihanna has broken the Beatles' Billboard Hot 100 record by 1 week. And if you want to split hairs, and we do, the honor should really say that songs by or featuring Rihanna have broken the Beatles' record. The same goes for Mariah Carey, who is Billboard's chart topper of all time. At least 17 of Rihanna's 60 weeks at number one have come from other artists' songs that she's just been featured in. The number of Beatles singles to involve other artists? Zero. There's been a lot of political unrest in North Carolina concerning House Bill 2, aka HB 2, aka the Bathroom Bill, which demands transgendered people to use the bathroom affiliated with their biological sex, not their identified gender. It also restricts the state from passing or broadening non-discrimination laws. And in response, musicians like Pearl Jam, Bruce Springsteen, Ringo Starr, and Boston have all refused to perform in the state and canceled any scheduled tour dates, while other musicians like Mumford & Sons, Cyndi Lauper, and Laura Jane Grace took their North Carolina show dates as an opportunity to raise money and advocacy against House Bill 2, including a campaign to sign a petition repealing the bill. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.